Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that Heartbreak
Hotel. Well, Heartbreak Hotel for Gabe Kapler today as he is out, fired by the Phillies as the manager of the Phils. Howard Eskin's reaction in just a moment. Right now, a chance for you to win $1,000. This hour's code word giving you a chance to win $1,000 is DRINK. Text DRINK, D-R-I-N-K, to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant is going to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. Remember, more opportunities to win $1,000 tomorrow, all of next week, and for many weeks to come, 11 a.m. and noon on our show. All right, let's go out on the Sports Calls and Guest Line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Sports Colleton at 800-JUSTICE. The King, Howard Eskin, is always brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and Other Things, the perfect destination for game day. They have over 20 craft beers on tap, and their food is sensational. Visit FWAT.com for more. Howard Eskin's first time to react since Gabe Kapler's been fired here on WIP. King, what's your reaction?
Totally not surprised. I mean, I've been saying it for a while. There was no way they could bring him back. I feel bad because he's a nice guy, but he's not a good manager in game. Or, you know, throw away the computer printouts, but he can't do that. He manages based on the information he had before the game, not the feel for the game. And then there was a lack of discipline, and that's a problem. You got to have some discipline within the clubhouse. And all this nonsense that John Middleton's flying around talking to players. Harper and Hoskins were still in town. They were at the Eagles game on Sunday. Where's he flying to? The Broad and Chestnut? I mean, what the hell's going on?
Well, what do you think the deal is with that?
You talk with Sean Rodriguez? What's that?
Well, what do you think the deal was with that then?
He got up in his plane. What's the matter? He's not allowed to go somewhere? I'm telling you, he wasn't flying around talking to players. Did he talk to players? I'm sure he did. What's the matter? We don't have cell phones anymore? And the two main guys were here. They were in Philadelphia. It's the most ridiculous thing. But just the premise that you say he's flying around talking to guys, the worst thing you can do is talk to players because they like a comfort level. And they had a tremendous comfort level with Gabe Kapler. That doesn't mean you're going to win games. You need some discipline. You can't talk to players. That's just ridiculous. And obviously the fact that it went on, you couldn't bring him back because you can't go at that news conference tomorrow and say, well, you know, I was checking with the players, mistake. I was checking to see what guys were available, mistake, because then you already had doubts. And then you can't go into next season knowing that if he goes on a losing streak, you're going to fire him during the season. Mm-hmm. You can't approach a season like that. And Gabe just wasn't a good in-game manager. I mean, it was just multiple. Not just a Freddie Freeman thing. Hey, look, the whole analytics thing is the biggest bunch of garbage. It's a tool, not an end-all, be-all. Look at the teams in the playoffs. The Phillies build their team, hit home runs, and walks. Great. No more first to third with the Phillies. No more stolen bases with the Phillies. Look at the teams that got knocked out. Twins, most home runs in baseball. Teams that have the most home runs don't win a World Series. It hasn't happened for 10 years, and then only once in the last 20 years. That's the problem. You need to grind out. You need pitching, and you need to grind out runs, and that was not their approach. And it's beyond Gabe Kapler. This analytics nonsense that comes from Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail's bought into it is killing the Phillies. Just look at the teams that win. The Yankees hit home runs, but they sure do get a lot of base hits. Cardinals scored 13 runs yesterday. I don't think they had a home run. They didn't have a home run because they got base hits. They ground out runs, and it turned into a lot of runs. Put the ball in play. Strikeouts mean something, although to the Phillies, it doesn't mean anything. Scott Kingery should never have struck out 147 times. He's too good a player. They have screwed him up, the approach that this organization has. And it's not just Gabe Kapler, but somebody's got to take the bullet. Yeah. He took the bullet. He wasn't the right guy.
Will Gabe Kapler have a job in the Phillies organization now?
Well, I don't think so. I think that would be insulting to him and embarrassing. I think Chris Young should be out. Here's a guy, they fire his pitching coach. yet they're going to keep him on the analytics team to evaluate the pitchers when three of his pitchers didn't want to do the things that the analytics told him and he told the pitchers. They didn't do them. So what are you keeping him on? That's because Matt Klentak, that's why he was the pitching named the pitching coach. He loved his analytics approach. They've got to stop. The game is the game, and they've ruined it, and they're not going to win with the amount of use that they have and judging minor league players and developing minor league players. Look at Tampa, the lowest payroll in baseball, and they win. They won 96 games in the toughest division in baseball because they develop players, they draft players, and it just –
All right, Howard, let me ask you a question.
Once you fire a guy, he should be gone and move on and go to the next
one. Well, he should be, but that doesn't mean that the Phillies abide by conventional wisdom.
Well, let me address that with a question to you, because I'm hearing everything you're saying, and I'm thinking of Harry Truman and the buck stops here. So let's just really get right down to it. Do you think Phillies owner John Middleton, who is clearly the greatest influence of all in this whole regard, do you think that he is in over his head running the whole shebang?
No, I don't. I don't, because he is he's a decision maker, and
so how do you then all the things that you're being critical of? And I understand. I think rightfully so. I think there's a lot of things that have been out of whack. He's charging these guys to do what he's hired them to do. They're doing those things. So I'm trying to figure out how Middleton's a plus when everything underneath Middleton is a negative. But yet you think Middleton's like a good owner. Just help me out here.
I think he made a mistake with Klentak and McPhail. Andy McPhail is in his executive career is 317 games below 500. It's ridiculous. Jeez. He's never had a winning record with any organization, and that now includes the Phillies. So, but to head that, Matt Klentak has sold. Hey, listen, he's slick, and he's a bright guy. He's one of those Ivy League guys that gives you all that nonsense. And John Middleton bought into it. But the one thing that John Middleton will do, and that's when he fired Ruben Amaro, he says it's a results-based business, and the results are not there. Because he gave Klentak and McPhail a contract at the beginning of the year, I guess it was hard to fire him. But Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail only have one more year, and I don't think their minor league system is going to be able to produce the people that are going to keep them around. But I think John Middleton will not stand pat too long. I mean, he got rid of Gabe Kapler in 2 years. So I don't think Andy McPhail and Matt Klentak are long for this world if they don't have success. And the way they're building the team, I just don't think they can have the ultimate success to even get to the World Series. There's so many other teams with better young players in their organization, in their division. So I don't think he's going to wait. But John's a baseball fan. He wants to do everything. And you can't build with free agents. And that's where the Phillies have failed, because their minor league system is below average. And that is probably the biggest problem. And that falls on the shoulders of Matt Klentak.
So should we just prepare for a lost year?
Well, it should be a better year, but you can't throw Vargas and Smite and all these other pitchers out there. Just think about, everybody talked about the Phillies fighting for the wild card. They had no chance. Can you picture the Phillies in these playoff games? Look at the Phillies compared to these teams. It's ridiculous. Another bad year. Depending on what happens with the other teams and the movement that teams may lose or injuries or whatever, I think the Phillies will be okay, but I don't think they're a team that can reach the World Series the way they're currently constructed with the people they have. And the manager is going to change things and bring a new approach, whoever that may be. But when you say a bad year, it won't be a bad year, but I don't think it's a team that's going to go to the World Series.
Well,
they're more than a few years away.
Will Gabe Kapler be managing a team elsewhere?
I don't think it's going to be San Francisco. Bob Nightingale obviously fell in love with Gabe Kapler, gave him a little tout. Now, if you're an organization and you hire Gabe Kapler and you see his 2 years as manager, he has had a losing record total in his 2 years, Can you sell that to your fan base? So to answer your question, no, I don't.
Well, I will say, but Howard, I will say this. I mean, Terry Francona had the same thing, but even more so. He had a record way below 500. He got hired by the Boston Red Sox and won a World Series. I mean, everyone knows that Francona didn't have talent here in Philly. You know what I mean? So, I mean,
but he had a different approach to the game. There were so many different things about Gabe Kapler, and I think Terry Francona did learn. I don't know if Kapler will learn, but I don't think I don't think it happened right away for Terry Francona, and it's not going to happen right away for Gabe Kapler. I just can't see an organization. You got to sell your fan base on the guy you bring in, and I don't know how they sell. And I wish him the best.
Howard, who is Gabe Kapler? Gabe Kapler, independent of Matt Klentak, who is he?
He's a guy that can't manage within the game. He's got to throw away. He's got to have a feel for the game. Who is he? He's a guy that's maybe learned that he's got to have more discipline with his players. Mm-hmm. You can't be friends with the guys. You can have respect and have them like you, but you've got to have respect and you've got to instill some discipline. And it's a hard thing to do, but the successful managers do it. And who is he? He's a guy that's going to be in baseball somewhere, but he won't be managing. I would be shocked if he's a manager next year. I hope he gets a job, but I would be shocked.
All right, Howard, question for you on Kapler. I'm going to lay out what I think are four main reasons why he may have been fired, and I'm curious which one you think is the number one. Game management, which you've indicated you think was an issue. Lack of discipline, you think that was an issue. Now, him being just, for lack of a better way to put it, an odd dude around a bunch of grown men that have got to follow him for 200 days, and then the fans being annoyed with him and how that plays into Middleton's world of wanting to sell tickets. Which do you think was the greatest factor?
The first two. I mean, because you really got to come down to the baseball. The fans can't dictate everything you do, but they have their feeling because of the first two things you mentioned. Weird guy, odd guy. You know, there's a lot of weird guys and odd guys out there. However, his in-game and his discipline were really lacking, and that was, I think, one of the biggest problems. As I said, and I've been consistent with this, I don't think managers win games. I think they only lose games, and I think Kapler probably lost a minimum of a good number of seven. Lost seven games.
Howard, we'll talk a ton more Eagles with you next week. Just quickly, do you think the Eagles beat Minnesota?
Yeah, I actually do. It's funny. I do, and I only do because I don't think Minnesota can say, oh, they're okay now because they beat a Giants team whose defense is brutal, and Danny Dimes became Danny Nichols. So all of a sudden now he went to becoming, oh, he's not the immortal. So I just don't think Minnesota's back to where they should be yet. And the Eagles, this road trip is brutal. When I say road trip, there's three straight games. I know they're taking them one at a time. But I think they've got to take the same approach they did to the Green Bay game and take that into Minnesota. And Minnesota's not as good as Green Bay, so I think they can win that game.
Howard, have a good trip to Minnesota. Maryland, Mike Howard on the call of the game, obviously, on Sunday here on WIP. Howard, have a good trip. We look forward to next week talking.
All right. See you guys later.
Thanks, pal. There he is, Howard Eskin, Sports Carlton guest line brought to us by Fingers, Wings, and other things. All right, coming up, just more reaction. Kapler out. There's so much to get to. We'll talk some fantasy football. Paul Charchin, 1245. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.